And with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Thursday morning, I'm Dwayne Carson reporting. Some college volleyball from last night as we had Drake at Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa Panthers win in four sets. And fifth-rated Texas hosting Iowa State. It was the Texas Lady Longhorns with a victory over the Cyclones 3-1. College basketball, the Wartburg women dominate Cornell 71-26. The Wartburg ladies, the Lady Knights, are 3-0 on the season. And in college wrestling, NIAC hosted Ellsworth for men's and women's college wrestling last night up in Mason City. On the men's side, it was NIAC winning 33-12 to go to 1-1 on the dual season. And on the women's side, Ellsworth College was the winner over NIAC 34-12 on the mat last night. Well, the top-rated Grundy Center football team will go for its second consecutive state title when it faces number 4 MFL Marmac in today's Class 1A state championship football game. The Spartans are 12-0, and they advanced with a 42-7 semifinal smashing win over Waterloo Columbus in that game. And in the quarterfinal game against Dyke New Hartford, the Spartans dominated time of possession to firmly control the tempo. Senior quarterback Colin Gordon says that's been an area of emphasis, and the Spartans are playing their best at the right time.
It's been hugely important for us, just sucking the life out of the ball. Actually, at the beginning of the year, we were having those long drives and we couldn't quite punch it in the end zone. And now we're starting to punch it in when we get down there. So it's credit to the offensive line, and it's a good play calls for sure.
The Bulldogs of MFL Marmac are 11-1. They advanced with a 41-28 win over the Underwood Eagles last week. Their wing T offense has produced one of Class 1A's best rushing offenses with over 3,000 yards spread among multiple ball carriers. Grundy Center coach Travis Zajac says a powerful offense combined with a stout defense makes MFL Marmac a handful to contain, though his Grundy Center team is ready to face the challenge.
They're really big up front. They're very physical. They've got multiple kids that can hurt you carrying the football, but they can also hurt you with big, big plays in the pass game. They're a difficult one to prepare for. We've played wing T teams before. We feel like we've got a pretty good defense as far as being able to stop the run and make big plays in the pass, but they will be our stiffest challenge to date. But I firmly believe that we are going to be their stiffest challenge as well. So it's going to be a physical football game, one that our kids are going to be very, very excited to play in.
And you can tune in that game right here with Radio on the Go stations. Our sister channel 98.9, which is 99 The Wave, KQCR, will have the game. Kickoff at 4 p.m. inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Pregame coverage beginning at 3:30 with John Mowinkle and Mitch Williams. The Belmont Clemmy football team recently navigated a challenging season that featured a transition from Class 1A to Class A and matchups with multiple playoff caliber opponents, including three top 10 ranked teams in district play. The Broncos finished the season 1-8 overall, secured their first win since 2020. Head coach Kyle Wilkinson says positives for the Broncos to build on are greater participation numbers and making progress every game, especially against tough competition, and says his team is ready to get back to work.
We still went from 19 kids out last year to 37, I think we had at one point in time this year. So can't complain about those numbers at all. And hopefully that grows throughout the offseason as well. And, you know, as far as the season progressed, we progressed each and every week, in my opinion. We had a very tough district facing the number one team, the number three team, and the number nine team, you know, along with some other great teams. You know, North Butler went 6-2 on the season. North Union made the playoffs as well. So we faced some tough teams this year, and that all goes with growing pains and this and that. Our kids learned a lot this year. They're excited and ready to come back.
A core part of the progress made by the Broncos was the example set in the community and on the field by seven senior leaders that included Xander McLemore, Robert Nahale, Ashton Wilms, Jackson Belstein, Braden Vandewall, also Tristan Morales, and Trenton Meyer. Wilkinson says focus areas of offseason development for the Broncos will be building a stronger understanding of the game and getting into the Belmont Clemmy weight room.
Bigger, faster, stronger, and more aggressive. So, you know, those are the things we got to work on this offseason. Just learning more of the game of football, like inside and out. We got to learn our system a little better. You know, it'll be great going into our second season with the same system, the same coaching staff for the first time. So, you know, all those things are going to contribute as well. But as far as kids-wise, we just got to get good grades in the classroom and get in the weight room and make ourselves bigger, faster, stronger. So that's what we preach to our kids, and that's just what we got to do this offseason.
The Broncos are expected to have 30 players returning for next season. Belmont Clemmy closed the year again at 1-8 overall, 0-6 in district play. to college football, where Iowa football star Cooper DeJean has been lost for the season after suffering a lower leg injury in practice. DeJean is one of the nation's top defensive players, and he also led the Big Ten in punt returns.
You know, first and foremost, our feelings are with Cooper, and we're all, everybody involved in our programs in total support of him. Obviously, it's just one of the unfortunate byproducts of practice and our playing sometimes.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz on Hawk Talk last night, and he says recovery will take at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, there's certain things you just can't avoid, and certainly being in top shape and you know, doing the work you should do in the out of season and in seasons. You know, you're trying to minimize your opportunity to have senseless injuries, but there are certain things you just can't avoid, and this is a, you know, a deal where his foot was planted and he twisted in a way that you know, something had to give. So it's just unfortunate.
Deshaun Lee will step in at cornerback, and kick returner Caden Wiegin will take over on punt return duties. And the second-ranked Iowa women return to action tonight on the basketball court at home against Kansas State. The Wildcats stunned the Hawkeyes last season in Manhattan.
We had the one-point loss at their place. It was a situation where, you know, we had a lead, and we kind of let it escape us, and they got to the free throw line a lot with that. So we're anxious to play them again, but it is a very good team, obviously.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And again, that will be in Iowa City for Hawkeye women's basketball. The state championship football games today as follows. Eight-player championship at the Dome in Cedar Falls. Algona-Garrigan against Bedford at 9:30 a.m. The Class A championship, West Hancock against Woodbury Central at 1 o'clock. Then it's the Grundy Center MFL Marmac at 4 o'clock. And then the 4A championship tonight at 7 o'clock, Council Bluffs-Lewis Central against Western Dubuque. That's Radio on the Go Sports. I'm DeWayne Karstens reporting.